Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day with us.
Motivational Monday.
Thank you. You're going to just tick right on over. I love that. I love having you on. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
In the house.
That's right. We got Matt on our board at 805-639-0008. And if you are listening to our show in the afternoon, it's 805-419-0008.
Because in the afternoon, we're not live.
That we're not live.
But if you call in, then your name is put down for the end of the month.
That's right. That's
special gift that you give every month.
That's right. That's right.
What do you have this month?
Well, actually, Jeannie Michael made this beautiful, although it's going to be given before. Well, I mean, actually, it's going to be given. That's a good point.
Right.
I'll have to say it tomorrow because I wanted to give it. Well, anyways, it's a beautiful heart crystal necklace.
A heart crystal
and
necklace.
And she makes these amazing, almost like a floating heart.
Wow.
And yeah. So if you are interested in, putting your name in for that or just to put your name in for one of our great prizes, there's so many different things that we do.
Oh, yeah.
I know you give away stuff.
My
sponsors give something away, and it's just, it works perfect.
Give us a call at 805-639-0008.
That's right.
And it's the Monday before Valentine's Day.
I know.
See, now I don't get to come in tomorrow on Valentine's Day.
Do you want to? No.
Well, I've prior obligations, but I'm not necessarily the love doctor, but in my practice, I deal with a lot of teenagers, but I also deal with a lot of adults going through life transition issues, and then couples work as well. So there's really this great mix, and it's amazing how love, the lack of it, or having it, but trying to hold on to it, or whatever, plays into all of the ins and outs of people's personalities.
It really does. Somebody could really bring you up. Somebody can bring you down, but you want to hopefully not be so, I always say, how can they bring you up and how can they bring you down? But it's just that feeling that you get, right?
Well, we do give away our power a lot. We allow other people to have the power to bring us up or to bring us down. But it is reality that when you have somebody who loves you in your life, it is an insulating factor.
Right. It makes you feel full.
Yeah. Or fuller.
Fuller.
And if you're completely alone, then that lack can feel emptier.
So how does somebody, if you're alone...
You don't make somebody else responsible for your own happiness, but having them in your lives and realizing how loved you actually are. I have rarely met somebody who is so completely isolated that they don't have love in their lives.
Even from their children, their grandchildren, their dogs, their aunts. Yeah, I mean, there's just
friends.
So many ways.
You know, I moved to up in the Bay Area, up to Berkeley, way back in like 1984. And so it was my first time really, really away from home and family and cousins and extended family and all that. And the holidays were coming up. And I started to get a little anxious about, not having family around. What do you do, when you're in a strange city without any, family around? What are we going to do for Thanksgiving?
So what did you do?
And all of my friends looked at me like I was completely ridiculous, and they said, well, of course we're having the orphans Thanksgiving. What's an orphan's Thanksgiving? They said, well, all of us who don't have family around get together and we have Thanksgiving. You're more than welcome.
Right.
And so you develop this new family.
That's it.
And so, yeah, exactly. So wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever your constellation of family and friends are, there are people around you who actually do love you.
Right. And that's why I always say is you need to keep your support team.
Yeah.
And you always
Support team. I like that.
No,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, you need to have a support team, friends, family, clients, you know, whatever it is that make you feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah.
You know, and isolation is really not a good factor.
Well, isolation is more commonly an individual thing. You're self-isolating. You begin to convince yourself that nobody loves you, nobody likes you. Have you ever had that phenomenon where you call somebody on the phone just to say hi and they don't answer, so you kind of leave a message? And then you say, well, I think I'll call somebody else, and they don't answer.
So
and
then you
I'll
start
call
to
somebody
get this little and inferiority.
Yeah, exactly. And so you
is
call.
Is that normal for
it's
people to?
It's very normal.
Okay.
And it is just a coincidence. People are busy in life, and not everybody can get back to you right away. But that, again, your brain starts to play that trick on you that I'm unworthy, and people really don't like
so
me.
So everybody feels that
everybody,
kind of way.
100%.
That's interesting.
Even me.
Really? Well, no, even me. So many of us have.
Yeah, you're like
that
one
way.
Of the most chipper people I know.
Well,
with
thank
like this
you.
Extended circle of people, the people who know you are amazing. They're everywhere in Ventura County.
But it is interesting because there are days that you feel like that.
Yeah.
It's just a normal. And now that you just said that
everybody
normal.
Does.
If you're feeling like that, you know, it's the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you don't feel like, God, does somebody love me or does somebody care about me?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think it's really got to start within.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and so when you do get
self-love.
That kind of feeling, you know, you have to look in the mirror and say, I'm worth it. I went out and bought myself some flowers, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, like last week. I just, you know, and it's like, go take yourself for a massage, you know. Not that I don't get that self-love from everybody else, but I enjoy being with me. So I think it's important. And I've got these beautiful tangerines here from Dr.
So there's my Valentine's gift to you.
Yeah, thank you
well,
so
I
much.
Have this. I have this amazing orchard now in my backyard. I call it my orchard, even though there's pretty much only one tree of each kind. But the tangerines there, and are they clementines? I don't know. They're so delicious.
I don't know.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're juicy.
Yeah.
And they're orange, and they're bright. And what a great thing in wintertime.
Yeah, no, there's a different name for these.
There's the cuties. But that's a brand
these are
name.
Kind of a cuties.
That's a brand name. Yeah. So
I
don't know. But, you know, the rest of the country is awfully cold right now. And, yes, you know, it would be great to have some rain in our rainy season
right
now.
We have, like, a couple drops.
And it would be nice to get a little bit more rain. But we really do have this Mediterranean climate here. And while everybody else is freezing their tuchuses off right now, we're picking oranges off the trees.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm ready to plant my trees. We're going to put some sprinklers in our backyard. And then.
Do you love where you live?
I love where I live. I love that I have, although, you know, it's funny, I was out up in Lancaster, well, Palmdale.
Okay.
I don't know.
Out in the desert, the high desert.
Yeah, like way out where nobody else was around.
Mm.
And we stayed in our motorhome. My son was started racing trucks now, my older son.
Yeah.
And you know what? We just kicked back in the motorhome. I was on my computer, and I walked for about an hour. My husband's like, I would love to live up here. Now, to me, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
kind of
like the little bit of a hustle bustle, even though where we live right now is
fairly rural.
I mean, we're still a little bit
away. But you're minutes away from excitement.
Right.
Whereas out there, you'd have to pack up the motorhome and drive for quite a while.
Although it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you ever, do you ever go camping?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So when you're out camping, there's something about it where there's nothing else that can disturb you. I mean, it's really, you're just in your own little thoughts. And it was
it's
the best night's sleep.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was pretty amazing. So anyways, well, I'm really excited. Did you get a chance to watch the Grammys last night?
I did not watch the Grammys. Believe it or not, I was so exhausted. I fell asleep on the couch. And slept through the entire thing.
That makes me kind of feel good because I taped them, but I tried to watch them. I don't know what is going on, if it's just the weather or we're just starting, you know, with just being tired.
Well, different people have different things going on in their life. And I had an extremely busy weekend, and I went to sit down on the couch to watch the Grammys. We got our son to bed. And I was so comfortable. I was so relaxed. And
there you go.
I drifted off into la-la land, and And it was a good sleep.
Wow. Well, anyways, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. It is a feel-good station. I want you to feel good.
Positive talk.
That's right. Positive talk. And really talking about different people's journeys. And, you know, I want to make sure that you know my website is kimpaganoshow.com. You can listen to all my different things and all my past shows.
Yeah, because you post the shows there, and people, if they miss a show, can go back and click on it. Or if you hear a show that you just think, oh, my God, I wish Aunt Frieda could listen to this show, you can go there and send her the link
so that
she can listen to it.
That's right. Yeah. Also, become a fan. Like us on Facebook.
I have the Kim Pagano Show
three more to go to. I think it's 400.
Oh, wow.
And I want to be at 500. That's my goal.
You are so much bigger than me.
Yeah, well.
You're huge.
God, I don't know.
You're
but
huge.
Anyways,
yeah.
Definitely like my show on Facebook. Share me with all your friends out there.
So you're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. In fact, they just said, hello, we haven't heard from you, you know, but you're growing.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited. Also, I want to remind everybody that I have my first motivational and inspirational mixer.
Yeah, what is that?
It actually is a little bit of networking, a little bit of inspirational, a little bit of meeting all of us, you know. And it's going to be over at this great winery, Hamilton Wines, over in... a private winery event, and it's over off of Lakefield Road in Westlake. And so I would love you to write down this phone number, 818-627-7872, and that is the information to get tickets and information. And it is learn the 12 steps to finding happiness. And, you know, it's funny. I have a lot of people already signing up because I posted it on Facebook, and a lot of people are like, really, I'm kind of happy right now. It's not about getting happy. It's about just, you know, finding other steps and really getting out with other people. So, you know, it's just another mixer. It's my first one.
Knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have, the happier you can be.
That's right. So, anyways, I would love you to join us. It's next Tuesday, the 21st, and from 5:30 to about 8. So I would love to have you be a part of that. And if you need any more information and you want to talk to me about it, just send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. All right. Well, we have our first guest, and we have Dr. Ian Kerner, and we're going to talk about Happy Valentine's Night. You know, so many
Valentine's
of us,
Night.
Yeah. Get ready, Stu.
Is that tomorrow night or tonight?
I don't know. You can have both nights, you know.
Can you spread it out and have a Valentine's week?
How about a year?
A year.
All right. And Dr. Ian, are you there?
I am. Hello. Good.
How are you? Good.
Thank you.
So, you know, this is like a lot of pressure sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel Valentine's Day pressure, you know, in terms of the pressure to buy gifts and to buy flowers. I know I feel it personally. I'm out ordering flowers and buying gifts. Personally, we're going to have a Valentine's Day dinner with our kids, and then hopefully get the kids to sleep and have some fun on our own. And
kind
of date night at home.
Okay.
It's a little harder sometimes with kids, but
yes, this is true.
You know, this is definitely a time of year where people feel a lot of pressure, and I like to advise people, you know, instead of focusing completely on the night and all of that pressure, to use Valentine's Day to think of it almost like New Year's, and to try and kind of develop a healthy attitude towards your relationship that you can use throughout the year.
I love that. And, you know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're starting your day with us. And we're talking to Dr. Ian Kerner, and you are actually a PhD and a sex therapist and New York Times bestselling author of Including She Comes First, He Comes Next, and Be Honest, right? You're not...
She Comes First was my first book, and He Comes Next, when it came to paperback... was actually retitled Passionista.
Mm.
And then the third book that you referred to was called Be Honest, You're Not That Into Him Either, which was written in response to He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm. Oh, I like it.
Day.
Okay.
But lately, I've been working really hard on a web publishing brand called goodinbed.com. And with the support of KY Brand, we conduct... regular surveys, and we often get thousands of people responding. And one of the surveys that we conducted just in time for Valentine's Day is all about date nights, because we hear a lot about date night. It's certainly in the media, I talk a lot about the value of date night, but I kind of wanted to go back to people themselves and say, well, how important is date night to you, and what do you like to do on your date nights, and how do you prioritize a date night or make time for a date night? And we got over 2,500 responses in a very short period of time. And what I was kind of surprised by was that over 90% said that regular date nights were very important to their relationship. A huge percentage had been on a date night in the last 2 weeks, and over 98%, that's close to 100% of people, said that date nights were key in really feeling closer to their partner. So, you know, obviously Valentine's Day, Valentine's night is an opportunity to have a date night, but I hope it's something that people will really keep in mind throughout the year.
Yeah, I think that sometimes when you plan different nights, mm-hmm. then they end up not always going so well. Either one person
you're
or the other.
You plan too hard? Or,
yeah, I kind of, I don't
but
know.
But if you agree ahead of time to planning the date, I mean, when we were dating, literally before we got married and things like that, you made it special. What are we going to do on Saturday night? I've got a surprise for you. It's going to be fun. What
right.
should I wear?
Right.
Should I wear pants or should I wear a dress? Wear a dress because we're going dancing. I'm not telling you where, but we're going.
Right.
And I think just as people can get stuck in relationship ruts, or you can also get stuck in a date night rut, kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And I think the point of a date night, Kim, as you said, is, you know, it's to bring some novelty and some newness, and to not get too stuck in a plan. And, you know, certainly with the economy where it is, one of the first things that many couples are sacrificing are their date nights, and they're cutting back on babysitters or restaurants, and I understand that. I've done a lot of cutting back myself on my own, but I think still getting that date night on the schedule once a week and finding a way to get out with your partner or stay in. You know, I've been working with KY Brand, and if you go to their Facebook page, Couples Place, and we should make sure to get a link of this interview up on Couples Place, because they have a couple hundred thousand fans up there, but they have a wonderful Facebook resource called Couples Place, and just in time for Valentine's Day, I created kind of exclusive date night tip sheets that couples can download with lots of different ideas for date nights. Date nights where you can stay home and with a few simple touches turn your bedroom into a love nest.
Okay, so let's just start right there. How do we turn our bedroom into
a love nest? I'm just worried about my son walking down the hallway and looking through the door going, what's going on in there?
Well,
wait, what's a love nest to you, babe?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking even the bedspread covered with some rose petals, he might go, who made this mess in here? You know?
Yeah, who brought the flowers
in
the
house? How can you
right?
keep your love nest
I think
private?
Usually the mess has started, if you have kids, before the rose petals. I know if you look at in my bedroom, but I think that the bedroom, and I think especially if you have kids, you know, and I'm a sex therapist, and a lot of couples do say, oh, we don't have as much intimacy because we're worried about the kids popping into our bedroom, or we're just too busy with the kids, and I think your bedroom should kind of be a
more sanctuary, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a sacred space, a place that, you know, you don't have to get cheesy about it, but, you know, a place that really makes it comfortable for you as a couple. So, like, you know, little things like we do, we always have wonderful, fresh, soft sheets. We always have great music available. Mm-hmm. You know, we have plenty of pictures of our kids all around the apartment, but in our bedroom we have, you know, really wonderful pictures of my wife and I from early in our courtship and our honeymoon and things that just remind us of the couple we were. I always like
Wait,
to think
we were or are
we were, well when we excuse me we
okay,
are
okay good I just want to make sure
we've been married for 12 years
okay
and two kids and doing great but I mean just instant memories that remind us of like wow on our honeymoon wasn't that fun it was just the two of us wasn't it like totally hot and intimate. I always like to walk into the bedroom and look at it as an environment that how does it appeal to the senses?
Okay, so I'm going to get real here. So what about animals?
What about animals?
No dogs in the bed.
Yeah, that's been, you know, that's a problem.
Unless that's your idea of a menage, having a
oh. You
know, sniffing around. But okay. Now I say get the dog on the dog bed or out of the bedroom completely. We have a 50-pound pit bull, and she likes to sleep in the bed sometimes, but she has no place, you know, in our love nest.
Oh, there you go, your love nest. You know, and I think that's, I mean, really, this is a serious but a fun subject. And this is what either makes or breaks your relationship. It really does. Do you agree?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're looking at me like,
Well, no, I'm just thinking of how complicated our marriages are, and the love and the intimacy is such a huge portion, and yet it seems to be the easiest one to set aside and say, well, I'll pick it up again later, because right now I got to pay the mortgage, mow the lawn, feed the kid, walk the dog, right. And I'll just pick up my intimacy later, and it'll be okay because I know I can do it, and yet a lot of us don't.
Right, and is that a male side or is that a woman's side? Because the women are busy taking care of all the children and the schoolwork and the homework and all that.
Yeah.
And then on the other end, they're going, not right now.
I think both sides of the couple usually believe that, look, we have a deep love. And we can always pick up our intimacy again next week or the week after or the month after. This is just a tough month. This is just a tough year. We'll pick it up again later. But they lose that traction. They lose that momentum. And they really need to be inspiring each other daily if they can. Even little things. You know,
we did another survey earlier in the year, again with the support of KY Brand, who's a wonderful partner, on the topic of relationship boredom. And we had over 3,500 people responding to that one. And more than 50% of people said that they were bored in their relationships and that boredom is a major cause of infidelity. So I actually think, it sounds so simple like, oh, a date night. But that is a way of prioritizing your relationship. And relationship boredom, it is kind of like a virus that just spreads and affects everything. So I think you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your kids. You owe it to your family. There have been studies that have shown that couples who have healthy relationships and healthy sex lives do better at work. So, I mean,
sure.
I think it all kind of trickles down. And that's, again, why I'm talking about prioritizing date night, prioritizing intimacy.
So, okay, if anybody's just joining us right now, and I'm so glad you are starting your day with us, we are talking to Dr. Ian Kerner. I'm the host, Kim. I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau here. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a question.
Yeah, ask your love and relationship questions. We're here to help.
There you go. But how do you turn a boring bedroom into a love nest?
As I was saying earlier, I think it's A, you start to declutter. You get a lock on that door if you have kids. There are simple things that start to appeal to the senses, like really having great sexy music, fresh cut flowers that bring some beauty and some scent into your home. Candles. There's no reason not to have a little pleasure chest with toys and lubricants and all sorts of goodies, and I think honestly having a great relationship inside the bedroom really begins outside of the bedroom as well. I mean, if you want to have a great sex life, you have to have the kind of relationship that supports having that kind of sex life. And I'm always encouraging couples to really put their relationship at the top of the priority list, and that means starting to tune out all the digital distractions, making a commitment to turn off your cell phones, making a commitment to really share chores. I talk a lot about the art of chore play as sort of a precursor to foreplay. One of the things that I've been doing, and one of the reasons I got together with KY Brand, is they have this awesome new date night pack, in which basically you can buy this date night pack at your local drugstore. It comes with, their leading intimacy enhancement products, but you also get a $10 coupon towards movies for two. So, I mean, right there, if you kind of have the KY Brand date night pack, you're kind of hopefully guaranteed to have fun outside of the bedroom, and you're going to be thinking about intimacy when you get home at night.
Okay.
You know, part of the fun of a new relationship is the discovery process of who is this person? What do they think? What have they done? Tell me your stories. What's your favorite color? So there's this, every date seems to be discovering something new and deeper about your partner. But after you're married for a while, you feel like you know them pretty well. And so there's kind of this complacency because, well, there's nothing new to discover. And I think that's one of the great reasons why you should continue to invest in yourself as well. Go to cooking classes, go to college extension classes, read different books, have different lives so that you still have some wonderful things to discuss and to share with each other that you guys haven't, you know, how do you sit down and discuss a movie you saw together? If you share the exact same political beliefs, there's no conversation there. So having investment in yourself really actually brings something fresh and interesting to your relationship as well.
Yeah, I really agree. I mean, in my experience, the strongest couples have the strongest individuals, and it's really when two people are really allowed to be themselves, to pursue their individuality, to maintain their own career, their own friends, their own social lives, to sometimes even go on separate vacations. And when you allow that kind of freedom, and when you know that it's important and you want to enable your partner to be a strong individual, that's when you're a solid couple.
You know, now, why is it that a lot of times, you know, the term of being on the same page,
mm-hmm.
right? And all of a sudden you feel like, you know, you have this great relationship and then you kind of get off on the wrong page for a little bit. How do you regroup that? What's your opinion of that?
Well, I mean, I think it's I think it's a big challenge being in a relationship. And, you know, there were some studies that showed that one of the differences between couples that really succeed and couples that fail is that with the couples who succeed, they overall just have a much higher ratio of positive to negative interactions. And the ratio of positive to negative, at least this is what came out of the Gottman Institute in Seattle, and he's sort of known as a love doctor who can look at a couple and within 2 minutes tell if they're on the path towards relationship success or relationship failure. He's able to, what's called thin slice a relationship. And he really looks at all of the positive versus the negative interactions and body language and emotional interactions and verbal interactions. And he came up with this idea that for every negative interaction that you have with your partner, so rolling your eyes, being grumpy, saying something under your breath, ignoring your partner, just being a little mean, you need to counter that with 5 positive interactions. Whether it's saying something nice, complimenting, being supportive, hugging your partner, kissing them. There have also been studies that show that when you hug for more than 30 seconds, especially in women, you raise oxytocin levels, oxytocin being known as the cuddle hormone, a hormone that facilitates that sense of bonding. So when you are focused on a high ratio of positive to negative interactions, I think that you have a stronger relationship, and you can get through those periods where, you know, maybe you no longer see your partner with rose-tinted glasses the way you did in the very beginning of the relationship, but you're still making an effort to see them through the lens of positivity.
That's great. You know, can you stay with us? We need to take a break from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay, great. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone.
That's a nice jazzy version, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I know. I love our little music here, you know. In fact, we need to play some of Whitney Houston. That just really breaks my heart.
Yeah. Her famous I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
It was actually written by Dolly Parton.
Yeah. But yeah. I just... it was one of her great movies that they played last night.
The Bodyguard?
The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite.
That movie made her a star.
Oh,
yeah. And Bruce Willis as
well. I could watch that 100 times, and I don't like to watch
it's
movies
a very
over and
well
over again.
Crafted story,
oh,
well
God,
acted.
It was amazing. Yeah, yeah, and there was just that central
good,
talking
good
about,
chemistry.
You know. Yeah, well, if anybody's just joining us right now, I am so glad you are here with us. You are
on
listening.
Motivational Monday.
That's right.
We're
the day
here to
before
pump you
Valentine's
up.
Day. And I'm your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board. We're talking to Dr. Ian Kerner. And Ian, you are a sex therapist. And we were talking kind of in our break about why would couples want to go to a sex therapist as opposed to a regular therapist.
Or what a marriage and family therapist.
Yeah, what are they going to you for? Oh, did we lose him? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
okay, good. Okay. Okay, so did you get my question?
Yeah, I did hear your question, and I think it's a great question. First of all, there aren't nearly enough marriage and family therapists distributed across the United States. And I'm a big fan of marriage and family therapy. And marriage and family therapists, as compared to a traditional psychotherapist, marriage and family therapists tend to be more trained in handling sexual issues and sexual problems. But many people come to me and say, you know, my current therapist just didn't really feel equipped to work on this issue with us and thought that we should find a sex therapist. So, and the other thing is that... you know, sex therapy really is very problem-oriented. It's geared towards solving problems. It's usually a fairly short process. And sex therapists are trained in handling sexual problems that, as I said, marriage and family therapists and traditional psychotherapists often can't handle. So, for example, sexual dysfunction in men, that can be... rapid ejaculation, erectile disorder, a new big problem these days due to the side effects of antidepressants, delayed ejaculation in women, painful sex, inability to enjoy sex, inability to have an orgasm during sex, in relationships, sex ruts, mismatched libidos, infidelity, sexual dependency, and porn dependency. These are you know, very specific issues that, you know, not to say that a traditional therapist wouldn't be able to handle it, but many do not. Many aren't necessarily up on the latest treatment modalities. And so I think that there is really a role for sex therapy. I frequently partner with MDs. I partner with traditional therapists. And it's usually for couples in which the problems inside the bedroom are really eclipsing and overshadowing all of the issues outside of the bedroom.
And that's really, I mean, you really explained that really nicely. And
yeah, that was well said you know, as a psychologist myself, you know, well-trained, well-read, take continuing education every 2 years, got to do 36 units. So I really stay invested in the process, but you literally cannot know everything. I'm not very well-versed in gerontology, for instance. I don't deal with a lot of the issues that older people have because I focus more on teenagers and young people and parents.
And everybody has their specialties.
Everybody has their specialty. and having a sex therapist within the cadre of the community of therapists to refer to back and forth to each other is so critical because, you know, God, we hire specialists for all kinds of things, for our air conditioners, for our automobiles, for everything. And if you have something within your relationship that really is biomechanical and emotional connected that way,
absolutely,
it's very important.
I mean, this is a nice opportunity because every day I receive emails from people who say, you know, I'm not in New York City, and I feel like I really need a sex therapist. Where do I go? And I usually have two places I advise. One is to ASECT.org, which is the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. So that's AASECT.org, and they have a wonderful national locator where you can type in a zip code and find professionals throughout the United States. And there are a lot of sex therapists, not as many as there are, obviously, traditional psychotherapists and psychologists and marriage and family therapists, but there are a lot of great sex therapists and sexuality counselors out there. On my website, goodinbed.com, one of the initiatives that I was able to offer, again, through partnering with KY Brand, is bringing together some of the nation's leading sexuality experts and making them available in an online forum where they can really answer user questions. So I know you've had Debbie Herbenick on your show. I glanced at your website.
Right, Kim, right.
And so she's part of the Good in Bed community, and psychiatrist Gail Saltz. And we just have a lot of, we have about 15 professionals who really specialize in sexuality, whether it's sexual medicine from the psychiatric point of view or the counseling point of view or female sexual health versus male sexual health. So that would be another resource. But I think too often, you know, too often you can be lying in bed next to somebody and just feel a million miles apart and just not feel close to that person. And, you know, according to CNN, more than 40 million Americans define themselves as being in sex ruts.
Wow, that's
a lot of people.
Right, so, and that was one of the questions that I also had for you. I mean, I've got, you know, I just think this is a really interesting topic, and I know we've got our next guest that's going to be coming on. That just means I have to have you back because I know that this is a topic that a lot of people would want to talk about. But my question is are people embarrassed to come in because they think that they feel bad about who they are or what they are, you know, what they're doing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people are embarrassed, but more often than not, you know, a man or a woman who's in a relationship is seeking counseling and their partner's not on board. Their partner doesn't feel that they need to go to therapy. Their partner doesn't feel that there's really an issue, or their partner doesn't care enough about the issue. And so that's complicated. People get over the blush factor pretty well, and I think most therapists
when they feel safe, and that's the key. When a therapist is capable of providing a room, a relationship, and an environment where they can make other people feel safe, you'd be surprised what comes out of people's mouths.
You just figure that it could help your relationship so much if you love that your person, you know, your mate, and you want to invest in what your marriage is. Mm-hmm. It's important to do whatever it is to make it work.
There's a hesitation, though. I know when people bring up certain subjects with me, there's a hesitation at first, and they say, you know, I've been thinking about telling you this for a while, but okay, here goes. And then they let it out, and they feel so much better that they're now talking about it that it just kind of opens up the floodgates. Yeah. And now they're hopeful that you can help them. That keeping the secret or keeping it to themselves wasn't working. That nothing was improving by doing that. So by letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, hopefully now things will improve.
Yeah. So, well, I enjoyed talking with you. And if you could leave us with one more tip so that we can turn our boring bedroom into a love nest and also just, you know, really ensure that we're going to have a great Valentine's night.
Well, I think, you know, use Valentine's Day as an opportunity to get into great relationship habits and don't get overly stressed out about the day and the presents and the gifts. And like I said, if you want a lot of date night scenarios and fun tips, I've contributed quite a bit of content to KY Brand's Facebook page, Couples Place. So I recommend that as a quick resource to getting some fun ideas from turning that bedroom into a love nest to day dates to just, you know, interesting ideas, because like everybody, we need a little creative inspiration sometimes.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
You
thank
got it. You have you. A great day.
Yeah, that's a bunch of great information
it
there,
It was
huh?
really good. Yeah. You know, all right. Yeah. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and we will be back, and we'll be talking with Sophie, and her book is Misconnections. All right. We'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Vigano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Vigano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Welcome back.
Little acoustic interlude there.
I know. Well, it is Motivational Monday, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got myself, Kim. I am your host, and I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
You think people are all pumped up for Valentine's Day, or are they worried?
I think they're overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Maybe. Or you know what? I mean, just embrace. Embrace. You know what it is? As you follow from, you know, the holidays to Super Bowl to, you know, I mean, and it's like, oh my God, here we go one more time, you know?
Oh yeah. But it's like we mark the events of the year through these sporadic holidays each month, and the next thing you know, another year has gone by. But, you know, don't let another minute go by without telling someone you love that you
and
love them.
And that's really what the basis of the whole, you know, it's not about the presents. It's not about all that stuff.
I know a lot of people right now are actually trying to spark love tomorrow.
Ah.
They want to finally say for the first time to somebody they've had a crush on.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so they're going to...
Because you deal with all those little teens, huh?
I do, and they're, you know, they're asking me questions like, you know, should I bring a dozen roses to school and put them on this girl I like's desk?
Do you
I say absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't even say one.
Okay.
I say, you know what, you got to know something about them personally and do that. So if you know they like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, get them a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with a little note that says,
signs.
Hey, you know, no big deal, I'm just thinking of you, and, less is more sometimes, especially for teenagers.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, because imagine a girl who's not necessarily going to feel like she wants to put that energy back towards somebody. Oh, he's kind of cute, but I wasn't thinking of him in that way. And she's overwhelmed with you know, flowers and cards and things like that. And now she's embarrassed at school because her friends are saying, ooh, you like Johnny, ooh.
There you go.
It's
exactly.
too much.
My
it's too
boys
much
are very romantic, both of them, and I'm telling you. So.
And that's a good thing.
It is,
but
I don't want them to.
You've got to contain that energy and make it more precise and more specific, you know, because that's what a girl really wants. She wants to be noticed for something specific, right?
There you go. I love it. Yeah. Well, we do have our next guest, and Sophie, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good.
So your book is Misconnections in Love. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called Misconnections, Love, Lost, and Found. And I don't know if you know the Misconnections section on Craigslist, but it's the corner of the website where people post messages for a stranger that they've had some little intimate connection with, and then they've each gone their separate way. This is sounding
like a movie script.
Yeah, exactly. But it happens, you know, thousands of times a day.
It's I bet.
You see that person sitting across from you on the train, and then they get off at the stop before you've gathered up the courage to say hi, and then you kick yourself for not, you know, being bolder.
Yeah.
But there's a second chance that you can post a message for them on Craigslist and hope that maybe they see it.
Ah, and did this happen to you?
Well, not really, I have to say. I'm in a long-term relationship, so I wasn't really looking. But it did happen in a sense, in that I was on the train in rush hour and in New York and squished up against a handsome fellow who then stepped off the train and mouthed Misconnections at me through the window. And that was the first I'd heard of it.
Mm.
And I had to get translation from the person next to me. and then I went and looked it up and just got completely sucked into reading these. You know, it was like almost voyeuristic, but these little stories of people's love, because, you know, these little moments of how they connected and then lost each other. So they're sort of it's everything in a few words. It's the meeting and then the but you went off and now how can I find you again? You may have been the love of my life.
That's interesting. So it's almost like almost just like that spark, that passion that you meet somebody that you kind of have that conversation with and then you miss them.
You want to extend fate a little bit. You want to open that window a little broader to see if fate can make a real connection. And sometimes it doesn't happen in 4 seconds.
That's exactly right. Instead of sort of sitting around hoping that you may be on the same car of the same train at the same time.
Now, is this just a man and a woman or is it just anybody?
It's anybody. There are men writing to women to men to women to women. And then there are lots that aren't even about romantic love. There are some that people are just saying, hey, you know, you were the guy who held the door open for me when I was carrying a million packages, and it was just a really nice gesture, and it made me smile.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was interesting.
You know, that kind of thing.
This weekend, my husband and I went out for sushi, and we were walking down kind of a little shopping mall because my goal is now every time we eat, we're not going home and going right to sleep. We're going to take a walk.
Nice.
So we've started to do that. And so I thought, anyways, we were walking by, and my husband goes, honey, look. And this door to a Pilates studio was wide open, and it was like about 10:30 at night, and it was closed, locked. Or I mean, it was everything was off.
The business
there.
Was closed, but the door was left open.
Correct.
Whoa.
And so it was really interesting because next door was an art studio, and there was a lady there, and I thought, God, it's kind of late for her to be in there. And so she kind of sensed that we were walking by, and it was so weird. So I went back there, and she was like, oh, she ran to the door, and I said, you know, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you know your next door neighbors, but their door is open. And she's like, you're kidding. So she went in and got a card, and I called on my cell phone, and so we said, is it going to ring to the store? Is it going to ring to somebody's home? Well, it ended up ringing to somebody's home, I guess, because it didn't ring in the store. Anyways, and so I left a message. I don't know. You don't know me, but your door's open. I just wanted to, you know, let you know so that everything doesn't get stolen.
Yeah.
Anyways, she called me back a little bit later, and she goes, did you just call me? And I said, yeah, I just went. She goes, who are you? Oh, my God.
Who does that?
I want to know you. And she goes, what an incredible gesture. Thank you so much. I've had an incredible hard week. I'm in my pajamas right now. She goes, but I'm going to go down there, lock my door. And I guess one of the teachers had left it open. She goes, I just can't tell you how much I thank you.
Aww.
And it's just those things. And I mean, that's what we talk about here on my show of going out of your way to do things. You know, it would just been just as easy to walk by, but that's the kind of stuff that you want.
Well, it's kind of like Johnny Appleseed walking along, sprinkling the apple seeds to beautify the countryside. You know, if you're sprinkling good deeds all around you, wherever you go, you know, you're making the world a better place for even you to live in, and your children to live in, and your neighbors.
Right. Well, and it was so sweet. So she's like, Pilates, anytime, you are welcome at my, you know. And so, but it was just like, yes, that felt good.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say, if you can do something and make a difference in somebody's life. But, you know, this misconnections, you know, there's been so many times that you sit in, like I've been flying and I've sat next to a lady, and it was so weird. She was having a really hard time, and we started talking, and she's like, she got up and she's like, here's my business card. You made a difference in my life. I'm going to start listening to your radio show.
There
you know,
you
or
go.
That's what people need to
well,
do.
Well, like, and I am a gentleman, or at least I'd like to think so. And
I think you are.
Thank you. I hold doors open for all kinds of people, but especially ladies carrying packages. And, you know, people have a little twinkle in their eye, but I'm married, and I'm very well married, happily married. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop being a gentleman.
Right.
I'm not a gentleman just for one person. I'm a gentleman because that's who I am as a human being.
Correct.
And I'm just going to continue to be nice wherever I go.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
The whole thing with the misconnection is that it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to follow through with it, but it's something lovely just in your day. If you know, if you have that little moment with a stranger and you put the spring in your step.
I love it.
But a little exchange of a smile and just to kind of notice each other. You know, we all kind of rush through our days and so to kind of stop for a second and have those little moments is really nice, I think.
I like it. I think that it's a really cool. And so are they little stories in it?
So yeah, so the book is filled with these messages which I've painted. So because I'm an illustrator, so I take the real anonymous messages from Craigslist and create drawings to go with them. Because the messages are kind of like springboards in a way. They're just the beginning of the story. And then I can fill in the details, you know, which is so much fun because often I don't know very much about what they look like or how old they are or anything.
That's so
like that.
Cool. So it's kind of like using your imagination. I love it. Well, where do we find your book? I haven't gotten this book yet, but I want to see it. And what is your message that you would say when somebody reads your book?
Well, I think it's about noticing each other and thinking about the way we connect as humans. And the book it's got lots of funny messages and whimsical ones, and some are just bizarre, but a lot of them have this little tender kind of heart to them. And as people have said to me, you know, what do you do for Valentine's Day? What's your suggestion for Valentine's Day? And if you're not with somebody, and I sort of say along those lines, find 6 strangers and give them a compliment. It doesn't even have to be.
I love it. We've been talking about that.
Yeah, give it away.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Whatever it is.
This is
welcome.
Great. I want to get your book. I love little stories like that. So we are talking to Sophie Blackall, and your book is Misconnections, Love, Lost, and Found. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. All right. So, Dr. Steven, I know you've been like, you wrote all these beautiful little sayings down,
well,
and I want to hear them.
I collected some of my favorite quotes, you know, about love. And, you know, it's interesting, the different and the breadth and depth of what people consider love, the romantic love, the poetry love, and all of that. But I find some of the simplest sayings really make, you know, some great sense. And we've talked a couple of times about people who aren't in a relationship. And so I wanted to, one of the quotes that I had was actually from Louise Hay, the author from, she's an amazing author.
Yes,
but,
I love.
Love is the great miracle cure. Loving ourselves works miracles in our lives.
There you go.
And that's where it's got to start. It's when you're looking for love, it's not two people who are, you know, kind of okay, but they have their broken bits and they're trying to find that other person to fill their emptiness and help them out. You don't have two broken people who get together to make one barely functioning good person. You have two people who work on themselves to become as advanced as they can possibly be. And then when they come together, they make something greater than the sum of their parts.
I love it.
That's what's really important. And, yes, we fill each other's needs.
So you're not leaning on somebody. You're enhancing somebody.
You're leaning when you need to, but not as a lifestyle.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, I have my bad days, and I lean on my wife. She has her bad days. She leans on me. But not as a lifestyle. We're not a mutual life support system for each other. We are a partnership.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And you have another one for us?
Oh, my God. Let's see here. I've got so many of them. But let's pick one of my favorites. This is absolutely great because it's from Dr. Seuss, who's probably my favorite author of all time.
You're so funny.
But when you are in love, you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams.
Ooh.
Isn't
that's
that great?
A good one.
When
yeah.
you really fall in love. And can't you recapture that with your spouse anytime?
Yeah. You know, it is that feeling that you're so grateful that you are where you are. I mean, that's what it is
yeah.
looking at your life and going, yeah, this feels good. It fits. It feels good.
And getting out of the house, getting out of the rut, getting out of the typical, make that novelty be the catalyst for the change and growth in your life. If you always go to the movies on date night, don't.
Right.
Mix
it
up.
Do something different.
If you always stay home, don't. Whatever it is you always do, break that cycle.
There you go.
And the novelty will be its own inspiration.
I like it. I like it. Well, I recommend everybody to go do something amazing, if not for yourself, for your spouse, and
yeah.
if not for your spouse, just to go do it, just to have
yeah.
fun out there. Dr. Steven Trudeau, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Matt, thank you so much for being on our board. And thank you for all my listeners and all my callers and all my sponsors for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is we must do which we think we cannot. With that,
yeah.
just go do it. Live your life to the fullest. Every day is a gift. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you.